From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers relying on water supplies from the federal Klamath Water Project say they're trying to finish harvest before their water supply is cut off. Seuss Farms owner Scott Seuss says growers face water shortages again this season despite a plentiful water year. That's because the Klamath Water Users Association had expected a water delivery of 285,000 acre-feet this year, but instead got just 215,000. Vastly improved, though, over last year's 50,000 acre feet. As wheat harvest draws to an end, farmers brace for a potential threat to their crop that costs tens of millions of dollars each year. High levels of alpha amylase protein in wheat can lead to a low falling number score that determines the quality and price of wheat. The Foundation for Food and Ag Research is awarding an $835,000 Seed Solutions grant to Washington State University to develop faster, cheaper, and more accurate testing. The EPA has rejected two petitions from environmental groups calling for stronger concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, regulations. Instead, the agency says it will conduct a comprehensive evaluation to determine if any changes are needed. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association issued a statement thanking EPA for supporting farmers and ranchers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.